Evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you tonight to the, gotta get my dates right, January 8th, 2018 City Council meeting. If you'd all please rise for a short private invocation. Asking for God's blessing upon this city and upon the council and giving us wisdom in all of our decisions. And now if you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call. I see all council members present. So now I'll move to item 1.5, citizen input. Is there any citizen tonight who would like to address the city council? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to item 2, which is the approval of our agenda tonight.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3 is the consent agenda. Entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move now to item 4.1 in current business, a resolution for a park and recreation fee schedule. And we have with us our park and rec coordinator, Amy Holbutt Valdez. So, Amy, if you'll want to give us some information tonight.
I sure do. The reason that I'm here this evening is to present a resolution for a fee increase for the Parks and Recreation Department. To give you a little bit of information of how I arrived here tonight with this information, in the last budget season, it's always a fun time to sit down and look at where we could have done better, where we did good, what opportunities we have to grow or to change what we're currently doing. And after the previous, but this previous to this year, we talked about raising the fees for the pool with regard to the minimum wage increase that we were anticipating. And the Parks and Recreation Committee and I decided that maybe we would hold off for a year and see what the actual impact was of the minimum wage as opposed to doing something. Maybe it was the right or the wrong thing to do, and take that year to learn and see what we could do to make the best decision going forward to try to mitigate the extra loss for the increase in minimum wage. So most of you, I'm sure, are aware the minimum wage increase was substantial in the first year by $1.50 per hour. This year we'll experience another 50 cents per hour raise with the addition of paying sick leave to all part-time employees, which will impact our pool staff upon their returning year. And it will continue to raise until it hits $15 in 2022. So considering those things, this year when we sat down at budget season and looked at the losses and the gains and the areas that we've made headway in, for me personally, it was difficult to see some of the great things that we did because of the overall impact that the minimum wage increase did have on the expense of the pool. That drove me to look into the park and recreation fees across the board, since the pool was the most evident to be affected by the wages. That's where things started. And only been around for a couple of years, so after quite a bit of research, looking back as far as 2013, I realized that there hadn't been any increases in the department since 2013. In 2013, there was a proposed fee schedule that did not pass. In 2015, there was a proposed fee schedule that did not pass. And as a result of that, it's been over 6 years since there's been any increases in the pool and in the parks department for special events, park shelter reservations, athletic complex reservations for tournaments that come into town, and the admissions fees at the pool. So while looking into all of those numbers, I did a lot of research on my own, and I studied a gentleman named Dr. John Crumpton, who is a guru in parks and recreation, fiscal analysis. The first thing to remember is that parks departments are not moneymakers. We very rarely operate in the green, so our opportunity therein lies to create programs that are meaningful to the community and mitigate those losses to the best of our abilities. And I use EFRADA quite frequently when I'm looking to make a comparison to a parks department. EFRADA has a very robust department for the size of community that they have, and they have some similar demographics that I think make us equal in certain terms. And when I look for an opportunity to grow, I tend to look towards Moses Lake as an opportunity to learn what we could do next or what not to do. Sometimes they've navigated waters that we can avoid. There's also communities like Connell, who is very close to us, Quincy, Grandview, Yakima. You know, you can go big and small, but it's really difficult to find something that is apples to apples comparison. There's always that, well, but they have a, or we don't have, or something to that nature. EFRADA is who pointed me in the direction of Dr. John Crumpton, whose, I guess, sole analysis or sole recommendation is if you continually raise prices at a very small increase, it is not only the most beneficial for the department and the finances, but it's also the most beneficial and predictable for the citizens within your community. So as opposed to every 6 years saying we're going to raise everything $5 to $10 or double digits in some cases. In some communities that I've spoken to, doubled the prices on things just to keep up. You create a plan over a long span of time where you make small increases that are similar to the COLA. So somewhere between 3% and 5% is his recommendation, which in some cases raises prices a quarter, and in other cases raises things a few dollars. But you will never have to experience those large increases that create discomfort and anxiety, I guess, among citizens when they look at things. So the table that I prepared for you in the resolution is my recommendation from now for 2018 through 2022. The prices that I am recommending for the first year are slightly higher than the 3% to 5% in some cases. And I believe that those prices are where we need to be to bring us up to what our current standards should be. Going forward, the prices increase between 3% and 5%. And like I mentioned, that can range anywhere between a quarter and a few dollars. I've met with the Parks and Recreation Committee a couple of times on this. I've compared to different communities. I've spoken to many different people, and I've done quite a bit of research on my own. And at this time, I'd like to open it up to anybody from the Parks and Rec Committee if they have anything to add, and let them have a chance to talk.
Well, I like the idea when we said in our last meeting that steady percentage throughout, you know, each and every year, that just makes it sweet. You know, it doesn't. You know, we don't ignore it for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, and all of a sudden you get them with a big hit. And you know, it's hard when we do that. But I appreciate what you did, Amy. That's awesome work. Thank you for breaking it down that way.
Amy did a very thorough job in her research, and the numbers she gave us and all the information she gave us is, she gave a very, very quick summary of what she gave us. And I like the fact that this covers us going forward in that we know what is coming. And we've run into this several times already at the end of last year, where all of a sudden we've got something that hasn't been addressed since 2002 or 2000 or 1997 or whatever. And all of a sudden we're in that same conundrum. It's like, oh my gosh, we've got to raise this a huge amount to get up to speed. And then, you know, from there on. But I like the fact that this kind of addresses it going forward, and it will always be a set amount.
Okay, John?
Well, if you want a good explanation for it, you can just look at the profit and loss. or the gain and loss that she's put together. We're doing the best we can by increasing the rates slightly to minimize the loss that we're going to incur, because we're going to incur it. And, you know, that sheet she put forth for us, we've steadily been losing more and more money. In the past 4 years, we're at $50,000 or $60,000 difference today in loss. So, unless we do something, we're going to, it's just going to keep growing.
Uh-huh. Anyone else on the council? Any comments or questions for Amy?
I would say shame on us as a council for letting it be lax for the last few years. And like I said, now we got to take baby steps to get back up there. We can't jam them just because we're in the hole. We should have been doing this the last few years, a little bit at a time.
We're on a steady pace, you know, from now on, so it's going to be going up there.
We're offering a great deal more service through our Parks Department today than what we were 5 years ago, too. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, and that's great. Thank you for handling that, Amy. So I'm happy with what she's put together.
Okay. I would say I met with Amy last week. We had a discussion, philosophical in nature, and I think part of the thing that in Amy's conversation with me is that I got most was that a lot of what makes a community a nice place to visit and have activities is due in large part to a park and rec department and how robust they are. The type of activities and facilities and things that are put together through them and through the Public Works Department. And Amy, you're just going to have to stick around for 20 years so we can see all of those plans come to fruition. But I do appreciate what you're doing and agree with this schedule. And so with that, I'd entertain a motion to approve this fee schedule.
I would like to make the motion that the council committee recommended that the city approve the resolution 2018 adopted changes to the park and recreation fee schedule.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Next item on our agenda is item 4.2, resolution updating building permit fees by evaluation.
And I will recuse myself on resolution 4.2 due to conflict of interest. So step down.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. And Ann, you have a memo and a presentation?
I do.
Thanks.
So, similar to what you've just heard about the Parks Department, planning and building is also a service that government provides. It's not a money-generating activity, but it is a service similar to the clerk's office, finance, all the things the government provides. This is another part of it. And so we do have the opportunity to recover some of that loss through the permit fees. And so that's why we were looking at the fees. I provided you three sheets in your packet. One of them is just cities by population. I tried to pick, you know, below and above a thought. I couldn't hit them all, some of them. It was just too hard to pull the information from them. I talked to them, we went back and forth, and they just couldn't provide it. So some of them contract out their building fees, and so they couldn't provide me that information. But I got a pretty good selection of cities similar in size on the east side of the state. So if we look at the commercial ones, Spencer. And when we looked at this before, we looked at just updating all the way to 2017 valuations using our current fee schedule. And council was right, that actually would put us at the very top of the fees. And that's not where we want to be. That's not a good place. So we looked at then doing a percentage of the current valuation with our existing fee schedule. And so that can bring us more into the middle. And so what we talked about with the Finance Committee was 83% of current valuation puts us right around the middle of the pack. But that is perhaps the big jump in 1 year. And so what the committee recommended was doing half of that jump this year and then half next year. So crunching the numbers, doing 70% this year and 83% next year would bring us to the middle of the pack by next year. So this is with commercial. I just picked one kind of commercial, a block building, 5,000 square feet with a strip mall kind of thing as one example. The other one I did was residential. So, and it works out a little the same. The cities stack up differently with commercial and residential. Some do less of a plan review fee on residential, and so those cities, the residential drops down to the bottom. So what we'd be looking at for residential is about a $345 increase in the permit fee this year, and then $700 total by next year, which would put our fees right around the middle of other cities. I don't know, is there any questions, or does the Finance Committee have anything we want to say?
Anybody on the committee first? Want to make a comment?
I was on there, and we just kind of like with the park and rec fees, you don't want to just jump it all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't been changed in a while, and we came up with the same thing that we need to do this a little bit at a time instead of do it every few years. We need to do it more often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then by tying it to a percentage of the current valuation, as that valuation goes up nationally, we keep pace. And so we don't need to come back and do a big jump in a few years. It just will, as the fee or as the valuations update twice a year, we can update that and keep stepping up.
Anybody else on the committee?
Well, that was, Mark was pretty concise there and put a lot of thought into this, and we looked at it, and we definitely decided we didn't want to be at the top of the list. We don't want to go full value. We wanted to be, kind of the middle, so that we're an average. And in the 2 year plan to increase it over that time to lessen that impact really made sense.
Yeah, it seems to. Is there anybody else want to comment?
And then doing that also, doesn't, like we've said, put it at the top to where builders don't want to build. We still want to keep that activity going in Othello. And
I really like the plan of doing the percentage, because that I think that's a fair way of doing it. And then are we tying that to the current table?
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't even have to revisit the table.
We just say most current, and then as it's updated, we can update our table that our fees are generated from.
So we really won't have this happen again in the future, which is, I really like the plan where we don't have to have this kind of surprise again.
It helps us offset the inevitable, as far as losses. That's part of a city doing business. But,
and it does help with our budgeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So Angel? These valuations are a standard valuation that's used for coming up with these figures?
Yeah, so it's published by the International Code Commission, the same group that does the International Building Code, Fire Code, all those codes. They publish twice a year valuations.
Okay, is that based on a square footage value?
It's 1,800 square foot house with a 600 square foot garage.
Yeah, it's.
I'm looking under the resolution.
Resolution. It just says...
There's a building...
Building valuation data. So that's the table of the 250 types of building, construction type, and occupancy.
But this is the resolution that we're going to accept or vote on tonight. I mean, excuse me. And so I'm looking underneath the building permit fees.
So the fees, so you're looking at...
I'm looking at the resolution that we're going to be voting on.
And number two says valuations shall be based on the most recent version of the building valuation data developed by the International Code Council. It's underneath the table.
So point number two. Point number one, the building permit fees, that's your existing fee schedule you've already adopted in 2012. Just copied over into this one.
Okay.
So those are just the city fees, not the valuation.
Right. And so there's no change in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this brings us current with this new proposed schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
By basing it on most current instead of 2002 valuations.
Do you have any more questions, John?
Doesn't really give a total. How is the valuation determined in this resolution for the construction?
So in number two, under resolved, where it says valuation shall be based on the most recent version of the building valuation data?
Developed.
So.
But before, when we were talking about building permit fees, it was based on a square footage valuation.
I believe it still is. It's going to be according to their table, which is what the International
Square Foot Construction
Code Council. So you'd look at their table, and then we're going to take, well, for the first year, we're going to take 70% of that.
Okay, and I understand how you've got it wrote here, but I didn't see this. So in order for somebody to go online, look at this ordinance, and determine what they're going to pay for a building permit for a square footage of a home that they might want to build, they're going to have to get access to that table. Will that table be provided?
We should publish it as a PDF or as a link on our website.
I like the link part that she just said, because this is going to change over the years. So as a link, please see link at this. That's the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
Well, not the easiest. That makes the most sense.
So you could even put a link in the ordinance so that they could just click on that and be taken to the table.
And there's one of these for residential, and one of them for commercial, and one of them.
So this is everything. It has residential for one and two family, and it has, it's 1A construction, 1B, generally it's 5B. And so you look under residential one and two family, 5B, that is 116.15 per square foot, and then we'll take 70% this year, 83% of that number next year. And that, so we transfer this whole table into our software that generates the permit fee.
Okay, but I want them to know up front, so that they can calculate what their costs are going to be, associated with doing business.
So almost every city uses this table, some form of this table. So most buildings are going to be familiar with.
Okay.
How that works.
But it would be nice to put a link.
So the link makes more sense because it'll be constantly updated along with our numbers. So.
Okay. Angel, did you have anything you want to add?
Well, I kind of like the fact that we're going to do a steady increase, you know. I mean, we're going back to what we started with the regime. When you do that, once again, it makes it easier. For me, it helped me, you know, on the pricing of the home, you know, kind of adjust to it each and every year, now that we're going to have everything online and that we know what the increases are going to be. Another thing that I like, and is that, you know, you put us right in the middle. You know, the last meeting, we were $1,200, I kind of come and slammed it at you. You know, there were hard numbers, you know, right off the bat. So this is fair. I'm the kind of guy that I believe in paying taxes, I believe in the city growing, but I believe in doing it the right way also. So we can all grow together, not only the developer, but the city as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your work.
That's what we felt. We felt it was a fair plan.
Okay. Entertain a motion to adopt this, the resolution to, and the corresponding building permit fees.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I'm going to move now to item 4.3, agreement with Sage Hill Veterinary Clinic to upgrade the stormwater line. Anne?
So as part of the construction of the new veterinary clinic, they will need to put a storm sewer line in Broadway, which the requirement would be a 12-inch line. That doesn't provide for future growth. So if the city were to come back later, change it out to a larger pipe, that's going to cost a lot more than the city paying for the extra right now when they put it in. They'll put it in, the city will pay for the oversizing. And so really, you know, looking to the future, that's what makes sense to be, you know, fiscally responsible is pay some now, preventing paying a lot in the future. And so really that's just the what we're looking at here. The estimate that I gave you was the one that was prepared by Varela, and so they're estimating $13,010. It would be the cost for the oversizing, so that's the portion that the city would pay.
Okay. I was just wondering, was there a diagram of this that we could look and reference?
I didn't prepare a map, but Chris Arthur was prepared.
For the record, this is Dr. Sheena Sorensen, builder of the new vet clinic. And since you came all this way, Sheena, I'm going to also let you tell us about your clinic.
But the
your new clinic.
The red line is the what is required of the toilet type, and the blue line is what is proposed to increase to the 24-inch. We also extend to the proper, from my understanding, to the proper sewer stormwater connection. So this is obviously Broadway here and third. And that runs along right there. Of course, right now it's just a ditch. We go hiking at all. So that's the diagram.
Thank you. You want to tell us while you're here? You want to tell us about your plans for the new clinic and what it's going to provide for the community?
Oh, it's going to be, it's something that I've always dreamed of, that I never thought I'd be doing this early in my career. But being that I will be celebrating 5 years on the 24th of January, we've grown exponentially and I can't keep up. I'm running out of room. I can't hire any more staff without us probably getting on each other's nerves. The big thing is this building is going to go from about 1,600 square feet to 5,500 square feet. So the hopes is that we'll never have to do this again, and this will just continue to grow with Othello. Lots of improvement for large animals, which we all know. If anybody in the room raises large animals or is familiar with that, there's a big need for those kinds of services. So
I'm pretty excited, and excited to be staying in Othello.
We're excited too, Sheena, thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Well, just Terry, this is going to be the first connection off Broadway?
No, it won't connect off the Broadway, it'll connect at Fur.
It'll come down Fur?
It'll connect at Fur going north on Broadway.
Okay.
We have 12 inch from Broadway and Main, north to Fur.
Okay.
And then it stops and goes to the ditch. They'll connect there and make it 24 inch and run up to the end of the property line. We'll have to come back somewhere in the process and go from Main to that point and upsize that to 24, get rid of that bottleneck.
Okay. So being 24 inch, it's going to handle any future development north?
Correct.
North on Broadway? Okay. But we still have a bottleneck south of Fur?
For that one block.
For that one block that runs in front of A&L?
Yeah.
So that runs... That runs one block or two blocks and then it cuts north, cuts west?
It cuts west, correct.
So what are we going to do about that 12 inch?
That 12 inch has got to be upsized from Broadway and Main up to where they're going to connect at Fur.
And that's one of those stretches of road that has not been, that's on the list to be repaved, isn't it?
It is on the list.
It's on the, yeah, so probably would be a good time to, once we have that as a go to, on our schedule for repaving, that would be a great time to upsize that.
All right. Okay. Staff recommends this upsize for $13,010. I need a motion.
We're going to have this come out of the sewer fund? Okay.
I'd like to ask one other question.
Yes, Larry.
I understand that you have to be out of your residence right now in about three months or what have you. Are we at the city holding you up or holding your process up to make it go so a little quicker?
It's a sensitive subject, but
I know it's a sensitive, but might as well spill it.
No, I don't foresee any problems at this point if we can get this going.
Okay.
I've got a little bit of experience.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and I'll make a motion to authorize the expenditure of $13,010 to upsize the stormwater main. Sage Hills Veterinary Service will be installing at Broadway Avenue from 12 to 24.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Thank you, Sheena. Thank you, Ann. I'm going to move now to item 4.4 is the critical areas ordinance. And Ann, take it away. We know we have to comply, and this is an extension of our comprehensive plan, is it
correct?
Not? Yeah. And so this was the part that Travis didn't finish before he left, and you picked up the reins.
Yes.
And?
So, the portion of the Growth Management Act that we need to comply with here in Adams County has to do with critical areas. The deadline to update your critical area ordinance is June 30th, 2018. So we're on track. That's good. So we just need to adopt the updated ordinance and then we'll be compliant. We won't be denied grants that require compliance with that part of the Growth Management Act. I know that the document that was provided, there were a lot of changes. A lot of that though was moving it started all in 1308 and then a lot of the changes were just taking the specific sections and making them their own chapter. So the aquifer that went to its own chapter, wetlands went to its own chapter. So a lot of the language is the same, not all of it, but it's substantively the same, I guess I'd say. I tried to do for you a document showing you the changes in color to kind of see what happened and when. Since Travis made changes, the consultant made changes, and then I made changes twice. So we've got four different colors to look at. Really, there are very few areas, if any, that this applies to. So really, we're just, you know, adopting something so that we're in compliance with state law.
Council? No? All right. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance, updating our critical areas regulations by amending Chapter 13.08, titled Critical Areas, and creating Chapter 13.10, titled Critical Areas, Critical Areas Aquifer Recharge Areas, Chapter 13.11, titled Critical Areas, Fish and Wildlife Habitat Conservation Areas, Chapter 13.12, titled Frequently Flooded Areas, Chapter 13.13, Critical Areas, Geologically Hazardous Areas, and Chapter 13.14, titled Wetlands.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion. Yeah.
Thank you.
Motion carried. Thank you, Ann. Appreciate all your effort and time putting into updating that. You're just keeping us in good graces with the state of Washington. And since none of us want to go to jail, we appreciate that. Thank you. Now we'll move to the election of item 4.5, election of Mayor Pro Tem. I'll again read the process. Mayor calls for nominations. All nominations should have a second or they will die. After all nominations are received, the mayor calls for a vote. If there's not a majority on the vote, the number of nominations are reduced by either a runoff between the top two or elimination of the individual receiving the least number. Nominations must include a term, which is set by the council and should be included in the motion to appoint. This term is discretionary to the council's vote. So, if you make a motion to appoint or to nominate someone as the next mayor pro tem, you would say, for instance, I nominate Gina Doro for a one-year term, or I nominate John Lawless for a one-year term. So having said that, I now open the floor for nominations for the election of mayor pro tem.
I would nominate John Lawless for a one-year term.
We have a nomination. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any further nominations?
Nominate Gina for a one-year. Doro. Yes. I'm sorry.
Gina Doro for a one-year term. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. So, with that, then all those in favor, we're going to have you raise your hand. All those in favor of John Lawless, signify by saying aye and raising your hand.
Aye.
So for the record, Larry McCourty and Mark Snyder have voted aye. And John Lawless voted aye. And that's three votes. And so then all those in favor for Gina Doro remaining as the mayor pro tem, raise your hand and signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And for the record, Corey Everett, Gina Doro, Angel Garza, and Eugene Bain have all voted. So that would mean that Gina. Wow, that's crazy. Gina's going to remain our mayor pro tem. Sorry, Gina. Okay, congratulations. Moving along now, we're going to move to item 4.5, our review of the committee list. And now that Angel is here, let's get our lists out. Does anybody need a copy of a list? Everybody has one in their file folder, says Becky. Okay. So we'll start with the Adams County City Biennial Fire Council City District Committee. Currently, the council representatives are Mark Snyder, Eugene Bain, and John Lawless. Fire District Representative, of course, is the Fire Chief. That's appointed by the Mayor. And I'm asking, does anybody want off that committee that's on there now? No? Okay. So with that, I will appoint Councilmember Snyder, Bain, and Lawless for another year. We'll move to Adams County Development Council. Currently, I've just got to ask a question here. This is appointed by the City of Othello and the mayor, but Hatton representative, we nominated Ken, or didn't, wasn't that done by the ACDC Council? Okay, that needs removed from our list, Becky, because we don't have any authority to appoint somebody other than from the city. And currently, our city representative is Wade Ferris. Our Othello representative is Pat Simmons. And we also have an at-large committee membership of John Lawless. But isn't the at-large membership, that's not appointed by me. Isn't that appointed by the ACDC board?
ACDC, yeah.
Okay. So we have a city rep and an Othello rep, Pat Simmons. And Wade, are you willing to continue?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right.
So do you want me to put the at-large?
You want to remove it?
No, no.
Oh.
No, you just want to remove the
hat. I wrote it in. We don't need it. The ACDC board has appointed John, so that isn't a city. It's not within our purview. Okay, the Adams County, moving on, the Adams County Disability Board left one. Those recommendations are made by the mayor to the Adams County Commissioners, and then they make the final appointments. Currently, our council rep is Corey Everett, and the citizen at large is Robert Fuller, and the police representative is Jim Dietrich, and the fire representative is Neil Wright. County rep, of course, the commissioners do that. Are we wanting to continue on that basis, Corey?
I've been on the committee for 4 years, and I would really like to get off it.
Okay.
If somebody is willing to step up, if not, then I'll continue on it.
So a councilor present who would like to replace Corey on the Adams County Disability Left One Board. Maybe you could tell them what you do.
Basically what it is, you meet once, the last Thursday of every even month. And
6 meetings a year.
Right. And up until, I believe it was the late 70s or early 80s, all police and fire department personnel are guaranteed 100% medical coverage. So basically what we do is we go over and we review the medical bills, their prescriptions, chiropractors, doctors, everything, and approve it or disapprove the charge. So that's basically all you're doing. You're looking at these guys' medical bills, and that's it. It's about an hour-long meeting. Like I said, once every 2 months.
So is Neil Wright and Jim Dietrich and Bob Fuller all present at these meetings?
Jim Dietrich's there every month, or every meeting. Neil Wright, never seen him.
Okay. So,
You said the third Thursday?
Jim Dietrich doesn't even live in Adams County anymore.
No,
he lives in the Tri-Cities.
He lives in the Tri-Cities, but he's the representative for the police.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, it covers the city of Othello, the city of Ritzville, all the communities in Adams County, and also Adams County.
Right. So I guess I'm going to ask the police chief, is that still acceptable to you to have someone from Tri-Cities? He was a former officer here for many years. And he also happens to be a recipient. There's somewhat of a conflict there.
If he's approving his own, then
it's either
conflict.
Which he doesn't. When his bills come up, he recuses himself for him. I don't know.
The number of left winners remaining shrinks every year. I don't know how long this is going to continue, but as long as it does, we continue to staff this. And we have no concern to you.
Okay. So is there any council member willing to replace Corey Everett? Hearing none. Corey, you'll stay on it. Okay. I guess it would be the responsibility of the fire department if they were to replace, or who's the chair of this? Jim Dietrich?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe at the next meeting, if Neil Wright has missed a number of meetings, maybe you can ask him if maybe there should be a change.
It's been discussed, and I don't think that
anybody wants to do it.
Yeah.
All right. There isn't the current will. The EMS and Trauma Council is currently inactive. Adams County Mosquito Control Board, Everett Cole is our city representative. Everett Cole, I believe, is in his 90s now, isn't he? Late 80s, 90s, former city councilman. I'm not opposed to him, but I think, Becky, if you would contact him, his term just ended. I'm sorry? In March. So do you want to contact him and see if he will continue? Okay. And we'll move to the Solid Waste Advisory Committee. Corey's done a good job. He has knowledge of the system here in Adams County and what the collection and subsequent landfill operations. I think you're still a good member unless you want off. Okay. So we'll appoint you again for another 2-year term. Then we'll move to the Auditing and Finance Committee. Currently, they audit bills and payroll twice a month. That is Eugene, Mark, and Gina, Corey being the alternate. Any of those members want off of that committee? No?
Corey, do you want to take the full committee thing, and I can move down to alternate?
Sure.
Okay. Note for the record that the two switch positions. Gina's now the alternate, and Corey's now on that committee. We'll move to the next page. Beautification for Main Street. They meet the last Thursday at the Senior Center at noon. Currently, we have our city representatives of Gina Doro and Larry McCourty, and the staff being myself and Wade Ferris. Are you willing to continue, Larry and Gina?
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't they move to Tuesdays?
It is Tuesday. So it's the last Tuesday now, Becky. Okay. Thank you. All right. Now we'll move to the Civil Service Commission. Currently, those are appointed by the mayor, Terry Thompson, Joe Montemayor, and Tim Wilson. Those terms don't expire, and you happen until 2020. Those are 6-year terms, and Becky, you happen to be the secretary and the examiner. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're good there. Then we'll go to code enforcement. That meets when necessary. The council members on code enforcement on that committee have been Angel Garza, Gina Doro, and John Lawless. The alternate's been Eugene Bain, and Wade and Chief Schenck have been the staff that have met. Anybody want off of that committee?
Mayor, let me say something about that. It's been rather inactive, but we got a building inspector on board, which we've got quite a few applications. And then this committee is going to be fired back up again because we'll have the capability to do that. So just so you know, it's been active lately, but it's going to start being active in the next year, we foresee. So keep the advertising there.
Okay. Those three are still continuing. Would want to continue to remain? And Eugene is the alternate? Okay. Comprehensive plan review is Gina, Larry, and John. It's appointed by the mayor, and that would be when needed. I don't believe there's been much of a need for that, but if you're willing to continue in case we do need to meet, are you willing?
Yes.
Thank you. And next is the Contracts Committee, and that meets when necessary. From the council, we have Eugene, Gina, and Larry McCourty, and the staff is Becky and Spencer. They review those. Are you guys willing to continue on those committees?
Yes, sir.
Okay. General Government, that meets as necessary. That committee currently is John, Corey, and Larry. Staff meets with Spencer and Becky. Are you willing to continue, gentlemen?
Yep.
Okay. The OHS Scholarship Committee reviews the applications in March. Typically, that is for the AWC scholarship. An Othello High School student has never won that scholarship, to my knowledge. Yes?
Do we want to change to the OHS? OHS is going to have to do a student report.
Fine with me. They can submit an application as well. Desert Oasis?
Desert Oasis, Othello High School, or any homeschool student can apply for it.
Okay. All right, Eugene, you willing to?
Yes, sir.
To continue on that? Okay. So am I. Then the Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce Board meets regularly the second Wednesday of each month and, among other things, does community events like the annual banquet, the 4th of July, and Farmers Market. Then our City Administrator Wade, do you wish to continue on that? Okay. We have an independent salary commission. None of those terms come up, so I think everybody, unless they contact you, Becky, and that they're unwilling to serve, I think that one's okay. Then we have a law enforcement committee that meets as necessary. That's currently John, Mark, and Corey, and they would meet with Spencer and Chief. Is you among you gentlemen, are you guys fine with remaining on that committee?
Yep.
Okay. Moving to the next page is the Law and Justice Committee. That currently meets as needed. As emailed notices from the prosecuting attorney's office, myself, Mark Snyder, Police Chief Shank, Wade Ferris, County Prosecutor Randy Flick, Sheriff Dale Wagner, and Commissioner, well, it was John Marshall, then it became Roger Hartwig, and I don't know what's going to happen this year, so maybe you could contact the county and find out who's going to remain on, who's going to be the commissioner representative. I'm willing to remain. Mark, are you willing to remain?
Yeah.
And Wade? And Chief? I don't know who else would do it. Chief, sorry. Legislative Committee is currently Gina, Corey, and Larry, and myself. That is an internal selection. Are you guys willing to continue on, Gina?
Yes.
The Local Emergency Planning Committee, the LEPIC Committee, that meets the third Wednesday of even months. Councilmember John Lawless is the city representative. Chief Shank and Wade Ferris are also on that committee. Are you gentlemen still want to continue on that? Very good. Lodging Tax Advisory Committee is what meets when requested by this finance officer. Our council representative is Gina Doro. And currently we have Roger Borden, Jen Stevens, Jackie Peppinger, Sajad Khan, and Spencer on that committee. Gina, you're willing to continue?
Unless somebody really wants to do it.
Is there someone else who would prefer to do that? Larry, do you want to do that?
Yes,
okay. Let the record note that Larry McCourty is going to be on that committee. I mean, once a year. Good. Okay. Then the Housing Authority, all of those members, terms don't expire this year. However, I did this afternoon call the authority, but Angie wasn't in, about Dick Hudnall, because I know he's had some difficulties health-wise. Yeah, and so I don't know whether he's able to contribute and continue, so I asked if they wanted to move that along, then they could recommend someone else, and then the mayor appoints him. So Becky, just make that on a note that that's an open item. Paid, Parents Against Illegal Drugs, they meet the second Wednesday of the month at Time Out Pizza, and currently Angel Garza is the city's representative. And do you want to continue in that capacity?
Yep.
Mayor, can you have some chief around that?
Okay. Happy to. I think he goes anyway. Yeah.
So we're having a OCD?
He's attended it since the beginning, and I think he's sharing.
AC rim? Yes. Okay. Now we'll move to the Park and Recreation Committee. Currently, we have John Lawless, Angel Garza, Gina Doro, our alternate is Larry McCourty. The staff is Spencer, Terry, and Amy, who meet with that committee. Larry McCourty has expressed an interest in sitting in on that committee.
I'd very much like to be able to sit in on this committee, Parks and Rec. I'm familiar with the ball fields, everything that they do. I've been here all my life, so I know what's going on. And I'd like to be more of what's going on with the city. Beautification is the only meeting I've been in the last two or three years. But something like, I did go for John one time and really enjoyed the young lady running the meeting, so hopefully one of you people would like to bow out.
Anybody want to bow out?
No bows?
Is there any bows in the group? Or you guys want to remain? You want to remain? Angel wants to remain? John?
Yeah.
John wants to remain? Okay, there's no bows this year. Okay. But it was a nice speech, Larry. It was really good. I liked it. Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it next year.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move to our Planning Commission. I apologize to the council and to Ann because I've known for 2 months that Dina Witzke needs to be replaced. She has resigned, has she not? And I am been promising to call Terry Thompson because he had a list of about five people that he said could replace. And I apologize, I forget. I don't know why. I should be writing this down or something, and even when I write it down I still forget. I was gonna call this afternoon, but Spencer had to show me a card trick, and so I digress. And distracted me.
Down
and
call Sean tomorrow at 11 o'clock to call Terry Thompson.
Would you like for me to call Terry Thompson before you get that information?
Yes, and would you also learn this card trick? Because it's a good one. All right, moving along. That's the only position that needs replaced. Everybody else seems to be fine, except the end of the year is Chris Doro. But we don't need to do anything.
I think he's willing to continue.
Yeah, he's been doing a good job. Okay, Quadco RTPO meets quarterly, and Ann, you are now our representative. Are you willing to continue?
Yes.
Okay. Solid Waste is Councilman Bain, Snyder, and Lawless, meaning also with staff as necessary, Spencer and Terry. Are you gentlemen willing to continue?
Yes.
Anybody want to take a bow? Okay. Underground Utility Review Committee. Wade, did you have a comment about the Underground Utility?
No, I got the information I need to find out how the nexus of that. So John, the rest of you guys, we'll get together soon, before the month's out. And
okay.
And decide how we're going forward.
Do you want to put some staff members to attend? Attending staff
well,
members?
Yeah, it would be Terry would be there. Anytime I met, it would be Terry.
What about
for sure.
Ann?
Possibly, depending on the issue that we're talking about. But if we start rewriting it, then she'll get involved. But this is, I'll head this up initially.
Terry?
For now, yes.
Okay. Union Negotiating Committee, that would be both police and public works. I'm involved, council members Lawless, Doro, and McCourty are also involved, along with Wade, the chief on the Teamsters only, and then we also have a consultant, Kevin Wesley, as needed. Going back to council, John, Jean, and Larry, are you willing to continue in that capacity?
Yes.
Okay. And our last one is the Water and the Sewer and Streets Committee. Currently, we have Eugene, John, Water Sewer only. Mark must be on all of them, right? And then Angel is on Streets only. And our city administrator, Wade, and Public Works, Terry. I'm confused a little bit here.
I'm not even on it.
No. It's just Gina, me, and Mark.
No. I just thought I got elected when you said that. Yeah, I know.
So whenever the Water and Sewer meeting, they call John. When we change the street, they call him.
That's the only change?
Why don't you just make it two different committees?
We had it two different committees.
Yeah, but if you have a street...
They have different people on them.
Wait a minute, hang on here, whoa. Is it time to split these up?
They were split up.
Then we combined?
They combined them.
But then we...
But we got two different...
We got two different scenarios. We only have, on Streets, it's Angel and Mark.
On Streets?
On Streets, it's Angel and the alternate.
Alternate.
Oh, for Streets only?
Yeah.
Well, then who, okay, if you have a street committee meeting, who shows up?
Gina, Mark, and Angel.
Then why does it say Water Sewer only?
When it's a Water and Sewer meeting, it's Gina, John, and Mark.
Oh, and if it's a street...
Then John doesn't go, Angel.
Gina...
If John can't make it, then...
No, if John can't make it, or somebody can't make it, then...
You guys got it figured out? Then I mean...
The alternate, if he can't make it.
This committee, you guys have it figured out? Okay, I don't have to have it figured out, as long as you guys do, okay? So, this is crazy, that's
three and him an alternate, what it's been.
As long as you guys got it straight, I'm good.
What we found, Mayor, was a lot of those, they intermix, so we had to have expertise, I mean, not expertise, but knowledge.
Right.
Each of those, so...
Right.
Yeah, that was my cut.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
All right, you're all willing to continue in those capacities? Very good.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
As long as they all four show up at once.
Well, I said Eugene, but I meant Eugenia.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I meant, that's the combination. There you go, Gina is Eugenia, yeah. Okay, thank you, council. Okay, so item five is unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business tonight? Hearing none. Is any new business tonight? Yes.
One thing, just to put on the council's calendar, is the annual chamber banquet, which is February the 23rd, I believe, last Friday in February. Same venue at the church, same contest. We're going to have a reverse draw again, which a lot of people enjoyed last time. Angel is your recipient, because we bought lots of tickets, so that's good.
I'll be by.
Similar prizes, $1,000 first prize, and then we're not sure what the next prize is going to be down from that, but $25 for the raffle ticket, and $30, I believe, in advance for the gym ticket. And I've got them, the mayor's got them, and there was several of you guys there last year. That was really appreciated, so... Appreciate it again. The theme this year is Cowboy Up, so get your Western wear on, and we'll have a bunch of other fun events. There's going to be a pretty cool auction item. We're going to have a short live auction of about four or five items. It's a safari to Africa, South Africa. Not including airfare, but the safari itself is worth a lot of money. So,
for four people.
Safari for four people. It's a pretty good, we got some, if you're interested, I got the literature.
Is hearing me, a hunting safari?
Yeah, I believe it's a hunting safari, yes.
It is a hunting safari.
Hunting,
so it
yes.
Will not include the taxidermy either?
What's that?
It would not include.
It doesn't include the taxidermy.
Right. But it's, I've got information, so that's all.
Nice. All right. I have a piece of business. Not sure if you're all aware of this, but I got a phone call this afternoon from Trudy at Evergreen. Evergreen Implement has sold. They sold to RDO, which is the largest owner of John Deere dealerships in, I think, the country. They have 82 facilities, and they bought the five facilities owned by Roger Teamy. And so with that purchase, I'm still kind of trying to understand what that means. I understand Roger is going to keep an office in Othello for another year. They've agreed to let him keep his office at Evergreen. Everybody's going to keep their jobs. They came today, Roger, his wife, his kids, his grandkids, and they made the announcement public. And I can say, after being involved in the community for 25 years or more, 30 years or more, 35 years, Roger Teamy has probably been one of the top one or two influencers of the business community, the civic community, and also major contributor. And he's been a member of the Rotary Club. He was one of the founding members of the Rotary Club here. And so I guess what I would say is it's the end of an era. And it's a big story, I would think, for Othello. And wanting to know what happens next with the new transition and regime is going to be in the volunteer community, probably foremost on our minds. But he isn't leaving yet. He'll be around for another year. And so we'll be finding out a little bit more about what, you know, the plans are. But I just thought that the council should know that it has a significant enough impact on the business community here and upon each one of you. So I think at some point here, maybe in 2 weeks at our next council meeting, I may issue some kind of a proclamation. I may ask you guys to approve a resolution commending Roger Teamy for all of his civic work, for all of his assistance to the betterment of the city of Othello. So anyway, that's kind of my little announcement under new business. I am attending, or I am going to Olympia tomorrow, and I will be meeting with a number of different representatives. There's a number of meetings that our lobbyists have put together. And then in 2 weeks, I'm going to be going back with Gina and John. And they're going to set up additional things for us. So all of that effort is to help continue to fund our water plan, our sewer water reuse facility, and aquifer storage and recovery. And I'm just, you know, it takes effort and it takes time, and you have to go and you have to meet with people if you want anything to change, if you want anything to happen. And so anyway, I'll be there this week. I'll be back Thursday morning, and I think that's all I have. Is there anybody else has any new business? Okay, with that, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:40 p.m.